Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in again to one of our boardroom chats. And they're never boring, are they?
Never boring, because you're always you always come with a smile.
I don't think it's
a song in your heart.
I don't think it's about me.
Almost always.
I think it's more about God, who's so wonderful and gracious. And if you don't know him, you need to meet him today. If you don't like the way he is born, try it again. It's better the second time around.
We've been doing these boardroom chats since 2022. Every week we do one.
2022, isn't that something?
Yes, March of 2022, I think.
Is that right?
COVID started.
Oh, my Lord.
What a blessing. This is number 227, 227.
Okay. And you got some great testimonies already, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to talk some right now, or are you ready to just get into this?
Yeah, let's read them.
Let's read them. Go.
Jason says, love them, talking about the boardroom chats. I've been here for all of the boardroom chats,
and I love being
a partner. The anointing of increase is on me and my construction business.
Well, I'm telling you, let me stop right there. That is a fact. The anointing of increase is on us. And I tell people all the time, if you get involved with us on a partnership basis, you're going to get blessed. I mean that. You're going to get blessed. Why would God bless me and not bless you? That would make him a respecter of persons, and he's not that.
That's so true, but also because of the fact that we're consistently speaking the Word of God, and
Amen.
We bring out testimonies about things like this, but also what the Word says.
Hallelujah.
And the faith comes when the will of God is known.
That's it.
The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So when you hear that God has blessing in mind for you and see it in the Word of God, it brings increase.
What's the will of God for you?
To prosper, to serve him and to love him. Really,
Amen.
That's his
Praise
main
God.
Job.
I mean, people, listen. You need a good theologian to help you misunderstand the Bible. This thing is actually very simple. All you have to do is receive it.
Yeah, because the Holy Ghost is our teacher, and he guides us in all truths and shows us the way to go.
Read some more.
Cecil says, hey, from Hamburg, Germany.
Germany.
And Patricia says, I'm letting you know that I've just got your book, Give God a Job. I received it in the mail yesterday. Thank you for the book. Have a great weekend, all of you, from Woodridge, Queensland, Australia.
Oh, I like Australia. You know, we have offices in Maroochydore, Queensland. Maybe you can visit there one time. That
and
would
we
be
just
a
were in Australia in May. We had great meetings all over the continent. And this is your book that she's just referring to. I had them put it on the table.
Okay.
Give God a Job.
Give God a Job.
That is getting so many great testimonies. I love it because really it has a prayer focus. Is anything too hard for the Lord? That's what it's based on.
That's our
theme for the year.
It's kind of weird. This is the book I never intended to write. I was not going to write this book. I was going to do a partner letter, and I just kept writing page after page after page till my finger got blue. I mean, I wrote and wrote and wrote, and it turned out to be a book. So
I hope
you can get it. If you'd like to get it, you can go to jdm.org and ask for it or whatever. It gives you all the ordering information.
It'll bless
you.
That's great.
Go ahead, keep reading.
Lisa says, aloha from Hawaii. And this other testimony came in from YouTube. It says, I love being partners. Awesome boardroom chat. My family has had so many breakthroughs by applying what you have been teaching from the Word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Love that.
This stuff works,
I'm telling
you.
And Lori says, I have been watching your boardroom chats from the beginning. I'm so thankful and blessed because of it. I love being your partner, and I love Jesse and Kathy.
Praise the Lord.
Well,
what a blessing
too,
of God.
Lori.
Well, thank you for sending in all those.
I got one more.
Oh, you got one more?
Yes.
I didn't see it. Go ahead.
Well, Sandra says, good evening, watching the best leaders in the world, watching from South Carolina, getting ready for the truth from the Bible. Hallelujah.
I like that.
Well, we got another great truth from the Bible today. I know the Lord's put something on your heart.
Wonderful compliment, man. That's pretty nice.
Very good.
Thank you. And for all my partners who makes this program possible, we could not do any of this without your faithful financial support. In 48 years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never had a financial deficit, and it's so wonderful, and I'll tell you why. I trust you, and you trust me, and we both trust God, and God does marvelous things, and it's such a blessing. So thank you. And if you want to be a partner, all you got to do is go to jdm.org and hit a donate button. You can give that way if you want to, or you can use PayPal if you like to do that, or you can text to give. A one-time donation or a recurring one if you want, whatever. Or you can go to our JDM apps and select the giving you want. Or you can do like I do. You can just mail in an old-fashioned donation of a check or something like that, and you'll be blessed. But anyway, I want to call those things that be not as though they were and say thank you for partnership. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry. Give us a soul into the kingdom, and that's what we do. And I love to say this, 100% of what you give goes in the world evangelism. We're totally debt-free, been debt-free since 1982, and God has been so good and gracious. So thank you, partners, and thank you, people that want to become a partner. And the hundredfold anointing will come. because it's on me. It's on me. I'm telling you, I'm not bragging about it. Just God gave it to me, and it'll come upon you. It's called increase by association.
Yes.
And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I want to talk about something today that is an infectious disease that a lot of Christians have. A lot of people have that are not even born again. But you shouldn't have it if you're born again. And I'll tell you something, it will destroy everything because you don't realize that you're hurting your own self. So go with me today to the book of Galatians chapter 6. And I want to start reading and put my little glasses on. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth at all good things. Now, verse 7 is a blaring statement. Be not deceived. So many people deceive themselves. Be not deceived. This infectious disease that will destroy anything it touches. Be not deceived. Watch this. God is not mocked. Hmm. See, when you mock God by deceiving yourself. Let me give you a little point, an example of deception. When you don't believe in healing for the day, you're mocking God because you have not been around the cross. You've only been in front of the cross. If you go to the back of the cross, you'll see that his back was beat by a cat of nine tails, no hardly no skin on it, bone showing, muscle tore, and by his stripes you were healed. So when you don't believe that, when you say that's not for today, that's deception, that's mocking God. And it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, or a person soweth, so shall he also reap. And you'd be surprised how many people are just deceived over all they say. Here's something, you don't believe in prosperity? Oh, I'm gonna make somebody mad. You're deceived. Because you see, if you believe, don't believe in prosperity, then what are you gonna do when you go to heaven? You can't live there because the place is prosperous. In my Father's house are many mansions that gold, straits, diamond, beryl, jasper, onyx, ruby, you name it, it is fine stuff there. And God says in the Our Father prayer, his will be done where? Here, on earth or in earth, as it is in heaven. But see, that's deception. Why? Because some people get greedy with it. And I got to agree with you 100%. There are a lot of people, you give them money, they get flat greedy. And you shouldn't be greedy. Money is simply a tool that you operate and function with in this life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Deception, one of the worst things in the world. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now watch verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. See, by you watching this boardroom chat, you are sowing to the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And you're receiving everlasting, what they call it, a life everlasting. And that's a blessing of the Lord. Mm-hmm. But you'd be surprised, Kathy, that how many people mock God that are ministers of the gospel because they're deceived. They're religiously brainwashed and they're not New Testament taught. Now, I'm talking a lot, break in here anytime you want. Here's another deception. Women must be silent in the church. Now, that's the stupidest thing. I know what Paul said. My God, man, I mean, I got 3 degrees myself. You understand what I'm saying? I know that. But what he was saying was, if women should be silent in the church, and you've heard me say this before, then they can't sing. Can't take them off the platform. They can't teach a Sunday school class. Take them off. Can't do that, you know? Can't do any of that stuff. Well, they can't be a pastor. But what about Deborah, this judge of Israel, which is, my God, man, she was called the mother of Israel. She judged Israel. That's higher than being a pastor. See, that's deception. You've taken the word of God and spend it in a certain way when you know, actually, if you really understand, you know what Paul was saying when he wrote that. And you know the situation that's going on there. That is deception. Mm. Why, here's another deception. Well, sometimes God heals and sometimes he don't. That is total deception. God always heals. Sometimes we don't receive what he says.
That's good. It's true.
Now, you can go to Luke 5:17, and you can see that the power of the Lord was present to heal the Pharisee and the doctor of the law.
Right.
They didn't get any of it. It was the man that was put down in that house there.
Right.
The sick of the palsy got it all.
Brought in by the four crazy friends.
By four crazy friends. Glory to God. What a blessing of God. See, that's what I'm saying. And it's just amazing to me how many people are deceived in every area.
Jesus talked about the signs of the ends of the time. That one of the end time instructions from Jesus, I taught on that at one point a few months back. I think maybe it had been last year even, but the main thing, the first thing was do not be deceived. And that's what's going on in the world today. People are being deceived.
I'm drinking something. Go ahead, man. You're preaching. I'm preaching.
Yeah, you've been preaching, not me. That's why you need your refreshment.
Yeah, a little refreshing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Are you listening?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. Praise God.
But so Jesus said, do not be deceived. And that's a trademark of end times.
Oh,
and today
yes.
There are a lot of people that are deceived. They can't. They don't know whether they're a boy or a girl. They're so doggone deceived by the devil.
Can I help them? Look down. You'll find out what you are.
That's so true. It's easy.
That's all you got to do.
God didn't make it hard.
I know.
But the devil likes to deceive and trip people up because his ultimate plan is to destroy God's creation, to keep us broke, disgusted, in debt, and discouraged. And how does he do it? By deceiving.
Okay.
That's what he did in the Garden of Eden. He deceived, and it always starts with questioning God's word.
Hath God said?
Given a question mark and a critical nature.
You brought up something that's very, very, woo. People get very angry, and you talk about some people don't know whether they're a boy or a girl. Let's talk about LGBTQ. Now, I want to make this announcement right now. I don't hate nobody. And let me just say this. Homosexuality is deception. It is. Now, I know it's going to make somebody mad. I don't dislike you. I find that some of the most talented people I've ever met in my life, and I'm not saying that just to make you feel good. I mean, it's just a fact, were homosexuals. But they believed, or they were told, however it happened, that they were born that way when that's simply not true. That's simply not true whatsoever at all. So what I do, too, when I minister to homosexuals, I don't say, you're going to hell, you devil from hell, and all that kind of... No. What I say, I want to tell you the truth. I don't doubt you're a very nice person. I don't doubt that at all. And I've seen some very nice people. I go to lunch with you. I don't care what people say about me. It don't make any difference because I'm not deceived. I don't want people going to hell. People say, I don't believe that. Well, that don't change it if you don't believe it. It's still the truth. And that deception is so... Blinding. And I will tell you, people say, well, I don't believe it like that. It doesn't make any difference whether you do or not. The Bible talks about that. Well, I don't believe in the Bible. That don't make no difference neither. You see what I'm saying? Because God created man. Man did not create God. That we have a God gene? No, we have a God creator, not a gene. You see what I'm trying to say? But that's deception. That doesn't mean I hate you. And let me tell you something. If you're a Christian today and you hate homosexuality, there's something wrong with you. You're deceived. You don't hate nobody. You can hate the devil, but you don't hate any individual that was created by God Almighty. And that's every human being that's on this earth. You see what I'm saying? But you need to tell the truth. And explain it to them. With love, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about always putting somebody down. Everybody's got faults, ladies and gentlemen. I mean... I'm going to tell you something. This is going to shock you. What is the difference between homosexuality and heterosexuality? What is the difference in terms of sin? If you got an adulterer here and you have a homosexual having sex with a man or a woman, whatever, it's in God's eyes, it's exactly the same.
It's
called sin.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And you know, sin's a very small word. It's got three letters, but it'll destroy your whole life.
And sin, definition of sin is missing the mark,
technically.
See, and so we all have a standard that God wants us to live up
to. Amen.
And you know, no one can do that without Jesus.
That's right.
So if you're find yourself caught up in a trap of any type of a sin, if it's homosexuality, maybe adultery, whatever it is.
Fornication.
Whatever it is, you look to Jesus, He can help you to recover from that and live a life that is free and not in bondage to that wrong lifestyle that really leads to destruction, not many times just in this life, but of course for eternity.
Eternity.
And that's what really matters.
And that's deception. Be not deceived, God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap.
So he says,
reap.
If you sow to the flesh,
you're going to reap it.
The flesh.
You sow the spirit, you're going to reap it. See what I'm saying?
You have
and
a choice.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I am not against you. I never would be. I don't like people being mean to people in any way, shape, or form. I just want the truth. I've noticed something in this chaotic mess we call America. I believe in democracy completely, but democracy swims in muddy waters because it gives you the right to say what you want. Now, I don't tell people who to vote for. I tell them, find out the platform that you're voting for. Like, if you're a Republican, find out what the Republican platform says. Find out what the Democratic platform says. Find out what the independent platform says. And then go to the closet, close the door, and ask God, who do I pray for in this situation? You know it, and I know it. Them Democrats lie like a dog. Them Republicans lie like a dog. Independents lie like a dog. What does God say about lying? All liars shall have their part in a lake of fire. Now, people say, I don't believe that. That don't change it. That don't. See, you can't change the word of God because the word of God is God. That's St. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was with God. Now, he set laws in it. And I'll give you an example. We have a big studio here, a big building. There's something called the law of gravity. And the best way I can explain it, Kathy, and break it anytime you want. When we're flying, watch this. When we're flying, okay? Watch it. We're climbing. We call it climb out, okay? Now, the engines are producing more thrust than the gravity try to keep us on the ground, okay? All of a sudden, we level off, what we call. You know, we're doing this. We're flying fine. The minute my pilots touch them throttles, you say, well, gravity don't exist no more. Why? Because the thrust power has overcome the gravity power. The minute you touch that, those levers, and you barely, you pull it, gravity grabs that plane, pulls it down. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what sin is. Some of you, you flying, you level, and you think everything's fine. But I want to tell you something. The minute God touches that lever, and he will, you're going to get grabbed, and then you're going to say, oh, my God, why did I believe that? I wonder how many people in hell are saying, I should have never done that. Well, even that rich young, that rich man that died in Lazarus, I mean, he still had a terrible attitude in hell. It's in the Bible. Go read it. He said this, tell Lazarus to go put his finger in some water and come and quench my thirst. Well, who do you think you are? You see, going to hell didn't change the way he was thinking. You see what I'm saying? And he's still burning today. Whoo, Lord. Now, that's serious business, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what I'm talking. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. And I find so many ministries that mock God in a lot of different ways. And it's wrong. He said, God said, what you sow, you will reap. If I get mad at Kathy and I say something that I sowed it, she didn't like it, I'm going to reap it. You see, and vice versa, and things of that nature, whatever it may be. Now, you know, a person asked me the other day, why do you like to lay hands on the sick? You know what I said? It freaked them out, guy. I said, so I can feel better. What do you mean? What do you mean you can feel better? They're the ones that are sick. Yeah, but if I sow healing, I get health. See, yeah. It's the harvest of the seed of healing. The harvest of the seed of healing is health. Now, you can sow health and get into divine health.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's amazing that everything has to do with sowing and reaping. Go ahead, Kathy.
I was just thinking while you, how often we use the word sow, it's S-O-W, and there's a lot of new believers that start watching our programs and all these things that we do, and they may not understand that biblical term for sow, but it's God's, there was an agricultural society of that day, so they used that example. Jesus used the example of sowing the seed in Mark chapter 4,
yeah.
A sower sows the seed, the seed is the word. And so it's a kingdom principle. Everything in God's, in the word begins with a seed. Every promise will begin
That's
with
right.
a seed. And when you sow it, it means you plant it like a farmer would plant something. So we use that parallel. So you have to do something to get something. The farmer had to plant or sow to get something. So whatever it is that you sow, the scripture we just read, you're going to reap. But this is what happened, and I want to just bring a parallel on something else. This is what happened in the Garden of Eden. Satan sowed a seed of doubt into Eve, and Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And because of that, mankind went into another whole shift downward. And instead of walking into the blessing, the curse was in the earth. But God had a plan that he would send his son to the earth to redeem mankind. And when Jesus died on the cross, he paid that price for that sin, because sin has consequences. Somebody had to pay the price. None of us were good enough or pure enough to do that. Only Jesus, the sinless Son of God, was able to pay the supreme price to recapture the blessing, to bring back the promise of the blessing to mankind. And all of us can get back into that state of being in the blessing by simply believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the beginning, Satan knew all this. This is why he planted that seed of doubt into Eve. But we have authority in the earth to pray for people that maybe in our family. I remember laying hands on Jesse when he was a heathen. I got born again before him. And I remember saying, rebuking the devil. I found out that I could take authority over the devil. I could bind the devil from blinding your eyes to the truth. And I want to read this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 4, and it's so powerful. I'm going to just take over just for a moment.
Okay, you already have. You've taken over 54
Second
years.
Corinthians.
I've been married there 54 years,
Jesse.
Man. Yeah. Say something.
No,
I got something.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm
he
not
says
deceived.
That to me sometimes. People laugh
ain't
about it.
I ain't deceived. I shut
I'm
up.
I'm not deceived either. But at one time, I was deceived. I didn't know God. Oh. I was indifferent. One time, you were deceived.
Say that again. You was a little heathen?
I didn't know God before I got born again.
She won't admit that she was a heathen.
I don't need to go back there. It's God doesn't remember it, so why
should
I?
That's right. So why you call me a heathen?
I said you was.
You was.
It's a past tense.
Okay.
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 says, "But if our gospel be hid to them, it is hid to them that are lost." And the gospel is the good news about Jesus, of course. And it says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And that was a powerful thing. So I would use that verse of scripture and realize that you were blinded by the devil.
Well, you
so
said
I rebuked it.
The God of this world.
He's the God of this world.
Now, I want to go along with that just to stay where you are.
I got to finish this verse, though, before you go there, because it's still the completed thought. Verse 5 goes on to say, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." And verse 6 is powerful. It says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ."
Oh, that's such a blessing. See, the Word of God has an answer for everything. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to show you something. When I read to you a while ago, Galatians 6, I'm going to read it again. It says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man so that shall he also reap." Then I read verse 6 first. "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." Then I brought up something very controversial, the LGBTQ thing.
Yes, you did.
And I'm not against these people. Do you understand? I can't say
we're
that
we're against
enough.
The devil.
I'm just against the
against
devil.
The
I
lie.
Want people to go to heaven. I
we're
want,
against deception.
I want to get, I want the empty hell. You see, and populate heaven. Who was that preacher that said it?
Reinhard Bunke.
Well, I want to show you something. Now listen, this is the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Look at this. And it's verse 9. Look what it says. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" Not just the, I'm talking about people that are unrighteous. That means a heterosexual that's not saved. Mm-hmm. Unrighteous. Everybody always just thinks, well, it's the homosexual. No, it's the heterosexual. It's the whole blanket. Look at it. Watch this. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived." Here we go again. Watch this. "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers," watch this now, here it comes, "nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, not covetous, not drunkards, not revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it says. I'm trying to help you. I'm not mad at you. I don't hate you. I never will. I mean, my God, I mean, if you were hungry, I don't care if you're homosexual, heterosexual, I feed you. Yeah, I do. I don't have a problem with that. But when I'm saying that, I'm saying this from my heart, and I hope you understand this. I just don't want nobody going to hell. You know, and I think that's what you, when you were praying for me, because I was going to hell in a handbag, being a heathen, I didn't understand. I thought the woman was just religiously nuts, crazy, but the God stuff and all that kind of stuff. But what it was the love of God in your heart praying for someone to stop where I was going.
Right.
By simply accepting Christ as Lord.
And I remember
and Savior.
as a brand new believer who had never read the Bible, God gave me an understanding, and I really appreciate it. I guess it's a grace that was extended to me that was available because I wholeheartedly served Him and embraced the gospel once I encountered Him that day in the hotel room in 1973 in May. I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'll never forget that because I understood that what you were doing was because you didn't know Jesus.
That's it.
And I just knew that was always the root cause. He didn't know Jesus. So it made it easier for me to pray for you, made it easier for me to forgive you. It wasn't always easy.
But that was the love of God in your heart, see.
But I knew that the enemy was the one to deceive it. And the fact that all you need to do was accept Jesus and then all that would change. And it did. Supernaturally, you were delivered from all that alcohol and all the drinking, all the wrong behavior that you did.
Well, there's two words in the Bible that really encompasses everything. Judge not. Judge not. Because you see, that's not your job to tell everybody what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it, and all this kind of stuff. What you do is read this. What you do is say what He says. You see, Jesus said this perfectly. I only say what my Father says. And I'll only do what my Father says to do.
Yeah.
See, Christianity is a wonderful thing because you have been bought and paid for with a price that you cannot pay back. God Himself became flesh that you might become the righteousness of God. See, so I don't judge people. You know, just because I preach and expose the sin that someone's doing is not a judgment. That's just the truth.
You're basically what you see.
Yes,
you
it's
know
just the truth.
Jesus said you will know them by their fruit. So it's nothing wrong with recognizing wrong behavior. But
right.
God doesn't want us to have a judgmental attitude.
That's not judgment. See, that's just declaring the truth.
There's a difference between being judgmental.
Yeah.
And what you say, judging, because in the sense of the judging, there's a righteous way of doing that, because Jesus said, judge righteously. So you have to rightly divide the word of truth. You can get, like, who was it, a friend of yours that told you that if you go too far on just one scripture?
Well, he said it like this, any great doctrine, if it's taken too far, becomes heresy.
Can become heresy.
I'll tell you who that was. That was Steve Fender there, and I love that. I'll never forget what Steve said. Right there, and he passes a phenomenal church in San Antonio, Texas. You get a chance, y'all, to go there and visit that church. It's a great church, and he's wonderful. Wife Becca, they say, I mean, it's just a blessing of the Lord. See, but that's so true. You see, all I want to do is I want to shut the devil down. I'm not trying to shut people down. I want to shut him down. If I can shut him down, then put you on the pathway toward heaven, and that's what it's all. People say, well, I don't believe in heaven. Well, you know. Some of the smartest people don't believe in God. I don't judge them for that. They're just wrong. You know, I remember that guy, I can't remember his name. He said, I looked out there and I couldn't see God. Well, there's a lot of things I look out there that I can't see. I don't see the air. I see the effects of the air. Air is invisible. But when you see it hit a tree, you see the tree do this. See what I'm saying? But that don't mean that it's not there. I want people saved. Look, this world is chaotic. People don't know what to say. We now believe that lying's okay. Because, see, if you take the scripture...
I don't believe that.
I don't at all. I'm talking about the world. I'm talking about the lying.
Make
they believe
it plain.
Yeah, make it plain, baby. What happened is lying's nothing now. Used to, if you caught a politician in a lie, he lost his career. Not no more. They'll lie right to your face, change everything right there. And this is the thing that you don't think they deceive. They think... I'm talking about our own election system. They think you're stupid. You know... It's just amazing to me until you get hit with some hard questions. And then you start squirming, see what I'm trying to say, and things of that nature. Me, I just stick with the book. What does the Bible say? It's called a holy Bible, the good book. Say it what you want. But when you understand, you know, you got to understand. Listen, I am pleading with you, and I use that word, I mean strongly, that accept what the Lord says because you're going to enjoy it. But then you got preachers saying, well, you better get ready to, God, the devil gonna beat your brains out and knock your brain. But if you endure to the end, you shall be saved. I know what it says in the scripture, but Christianity is not an endurement, it's an enjoyment. That doesn't mean you don't have hard times. That doesn't mean you don't go through things. But here's the whole thing. Go through them. Don't stop.
Right.
And build a house, canonize the place, and call it holy. You see what I'm saying? I heard a priest say this one time. It made me so mad I could spit. This man had molested a bunch, this priest had molested a bunch of children. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Louisiana don't like that at all. Well, the Vatican moved this guy because he was brilliant. I heard him say it when I was in Italy. Now, you got to understand something about the Vatican. It's its own country. It's its own government. See? Now, you know, you should be touching children. I mean, you think your child would be safe at church, huh? Wouldn't you? Yeah, at least I would. But, you know, I heard him say this with my own 2 ears. And I had to really pray for my son because I wanted to knock his head off. I'm not going to lie. He said, when I touch a child, I sanctify them. Now, if you don't think that's deception, you don't think that's craziness, what would a child do to pleasure a man or a woman or whatever? You know, this is a child, innocence, purity at its best. That's total, complete deception. It's demonic. And it needs to be done away with. That, those people, if they don't get judged here because of some law or something, statute of limitation running out, they're going to be judged by God Almighty. And I'm telling you, and you know what? You that are born again are going to see it. Mm. We're going to see that happen. And it's not going to be nice. It's not going to be nice. I'm telling each and every one of you, be not deceived. Get rid of this infectious disease. Mm. Do not mock God. Because the day will come when all of us will stand before God. And you can say it again. I don't believe it. Doesn't make any difference. It's the truth. See? So I want all of you. Let me just say this once again. I don't hate anyone, anywhere, any. I don't hate anybody. I hate the devil.
Yeah.
I hate, because that's the problem right there.
Yeah.
You know, and.
You know, I want to tell you something, Jesse.
Okay.
We have a solution.
A solution.
Yeah, to this infectious disease.
Okay, what says that?
We have, the antidote to the infectious disease. It's the Word of God.
Yes.
It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Once you know Jesus, no matter what lie the devil may throw at you, the Bible tells you that the Spirit of truth dwells in you, and you'll know by your heart that's the wrong, that it's not truth. God guides us by our spirit, and so you don't have to be deceived. Once you know Jesus, you can trust Him to lead and guide you into all truth. Amen?
Right.
So that's...
but all. That's a big word. It's all, is A-L, a little small word, but it's got a lot of power.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed this teaching today. And I hope you didn't take it in the wrong sense that we were trying to criticize you. No, we just want you to be blessed and to grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ. And that's what it's all about.
And also, Jesse, it gives answers to our viewers who watch who have to deal with people, maybe someone in their family, that they're praying about these situations. They're not sure how to react, what their stand should be. And so I think this is helpful to a lot of people.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it today. And once again, I want to say as we close, thank you, partners, for helping us reach people and change lives one soul at a time. I sometimes I say, God, is there a bigger word than thank you? I'll give you an example of that. I hardly ever use the word. I used to say it all the time. God has blessed me so much. But I got to think, I got to get another word because it's not big enough. Now I use the word, He's overwhelmed me. Mm. And that's really true. He just overwhelmed me spiritually, physically, financially, in every area. It's just such a blessing.
He's a good God.
He's just a very good God.
Amen.
So thank you, partners, for partnering with us.
Yes.
Thank you for your financial donations. Nothing too small, nothing too big. And I'm going to say something that's probably going to make some pastors happy. If you go to a church and you tithe, give it to your church. You don't have to give it to me. No, you know, I stick with this book. You don't eat at Wendy's and pay at McDonald's. You know, you buy a cheeseburger and make a quarter pounder with cheese, you pay it at McDonald's. It's common sense. Or you buy something at Wendy's, you pay it that.
Quarter pounder with cheese?
Is
that McDonald's?
That's McDonald's, I think.
We haven't been there in a little while, but I
What's
think
that?
So.
Yeah, I think so. Is that right, girls?
I think the Whopper's the Burger King.
Chris is in here. You eat her? Yeah, she likes them. She eats them, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got people behind the cameras in it, and we're in front of the cameras. So thank you for being a wonderful partner. If you'd like to give, jdm.org, hit the donate button if you want. PayPal, if you want to use that. You can text to give, a one-time donation, or a recurring one. or you can go to our JDM apps. You like them JDM apps because you get to select your giving, or you can mail in a check like I do. You know, I'm still kind of old-fashioned, things of that nature. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. How about me and you make a covenant agreement today that we will shut down deception in our lives and the people that we meet in their lives.
Yes.
And we do it with this precious word of God.
Amen.
So until next time, Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. We'll see you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.